You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob and you're listening to the podcast. It's Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. I'm talking about New Japan Pro Wrestling, Wrestle Kingdom 17. If I'm talking about that, this pay-per-view was very interesting, very watchable. And even there are so surprises that are phenomenal. So I see some matches, but not there. But I saw that there a New Japan Rumble. You could just say New Japan Rumble, I can say. And this is a match for provisional King of Pro Wrestling 2023 Championship at New Year Dash. So I saw that match. There was a Great Okan, Shingo Takagi, Show, and Toru Yano advanced the four-way match, and this was phenomenal. It was like 30 minutes and 37 seconds they held, and even this was really interesting. And I saw another match, that Antonio Inoki Memorial six-man tag team match, Yuji Nakada, Satoshi Kojima, and Doggy Makabe versus Tatsumi Fujinami, Minoru Suzuki, and Tiger Mask. This match, if I'm talking about that, this Antonio Inoki Memorial six-man tag team match, it was phenomenal. It was really awesome. And even Yuji Nakata, Satoshi Kojima, and Togi Makabe, they played a very wonderful match. This was really interesting. And I saw the next match. It was that tag team match for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship. There are so many titles. The Heavyweight Championship, Junior Heavyweight, then Never Open Weight Championship, and now King of Pro Wrestling Championship. New Japan was phenomenal. Catch 2x2, TJP and Francisco Akira versus Leo Rush and Io. The name of the tag team was of the both two and other opponents was really good. And they're fighting, they're playing like a monster. And even I would say that, in my opinion, TJP and Akira, they played a very wonderful. But even Leo Rush and Io was trying to defeat it, but they failed to do that. But it's okay. Wrestling, these things happen. But to be honest, they played a very wonderful match. This was absolutely phenomenal. I saw these matches. Singles match for IWGP Women's Championship, Kairi versus Tam Nakano. And even if talking about Kairi, I know Kairi Sane, because she is a WWE star and she is a WWE Women's Champion. You could just say NXT Women's Champion. But to be honest, Kairi, after left WWE, she came into Japan and fight with everything. But I would like to say Triple H wants Kairi back. And even Triple H, they're making a position to bring back the superstars they fight on their Vince region. But to be honest, I would like to say about that, what happened is doing right now, they're really disappointed. Vince, after returning to the company, every fans was really disappointed. But even fans was happy that Triple H is under creative position, so they're bringing back, they're signing their contract, they're doing whatever it means today, say. But I would like to show that this is really good at all, to be honest. And because I love to watch Royal Rumble, and if I talk about Kairi, she played a very wonderful match. And some rumors that Kairi should come one night for Royal Rumble entrance. Is it real? I don't know. But there are some rumors, because so many rumors are not became true, and some rumors are became true. But after the ending of this match, Mercedes Moni, aka Sasha Banks, debuted in New Japan Pro Wrestling, and she looked with her new avatar. She looked with a new hairstyle. This hair color was really unique, with some mixed colors, and she came and hit with her
new shots. And even to be honest, I would like to say that Sasha Banks challenged Kairi Sane with a new match.
I think
the next pay-per-view for the IWGP Women's Championship. I think if Mercedes Moni continues to dominate in IWGP, then I would like to say Mercedes Moni will be a great thing ever, because she is done with WWE. That's why. And she was expecting that WWE should be back, but that didn't happen. But it was highly expected that Sasha Banks and Naomi would come back, but WWE didn't continue or not. I really didn't understand about it. But okay, she came with New Japan. To be honest, it would be really good at all. The next is tag team match for IWGP Tag Team Championship. Bishop Goto and Yoshihashi versus FTR. And even I would like to say that FTR, the second generation tag team wrestler to hold multiple belts. You could just say he's another belt collector. He has Ring of Honor Tag Team Champion. He has IWGP Tag Team Champion. They collect everything. But to be honest, the loss of the FTR in IWGP, there was very disappointment. But I'd love to say that FTR, aka The Revival, should come in WWE, and they deserve it, because FTR was really deserving. They're proving so many times, they're proving multiple times. And even I would love to say that this was really fantastic. And I see this match that NWGP World Television Championship, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Ren Narita. If I'm talking about the Ren Narita from New Japan and Zack Sabre Jr. from New Japan, they are really fantastic match. And even Zack Sabre Jr. from United Kingdom, he has played for his country, for his division, for everything. But to be honest, Zack Sabre Jr. was really interested. And even he came in WWE for a cruiserweight division, but after that he never continued in WWE. But I think WWE should make interested to bring Zack Sabre Jr. But I got something interesting news that WWE has interested to bring Hiko Leo and even Jay White also. Yes, the case with Jay White, because Jay White recently became popular. And when I got something, another news that WWE and AEW was really interested. But I think WWE should bring Jay White. But I was really anticipated. I was really waiting to see Jay White on television, because he's the most iconic superstar in the third generation, second generation superstars ever. Jay White, he deserves. But I would like to say bring Zack Sabre Jr. in WWE also. Yes, Ren Narita in WWE also, bring back. And even I would like to see Tama Tonga and Tangaloa in WWE also, because these two superstars are very intensive and impressive. And even I want to see Tama Tonga versus Roman Reigns. Yes, I want to see this match, because these two look like a big brothers in some industry, but I'm talking too much. But I would like to say, I don't know who is Tama Tonga, but I would like to say that there is a Hiko Leo's brother. Everything I need to know about who is Tama Tonga, but he is a very dangerous wrestler. And if I talking about Tama Tonga, I see this match as singles match for the Never Open Weight Championship. Tama Tonga versus Carl Anderson. But to be honest, WWE first time allowed Carl Anderson, he Karl Anderson right now, he's under WWE contract, and even Karl Anderson is WWE with New Japan Pro Wrestling never open weight champion, came in New Japan and fight against Taba Tonga. But I saw this match in a full concentrated. Karl Anderson easily lost. Karl Anderson just lost easily with this New Japan Pro Wrestling never open weight championship with Tama Tonga. But I would like to say that bring Tama Tonga and in WWE, because I would like to see, and bring Bullet Club in WWE, because Bullet Club is big and huge. Yes, absolutely, this is really big and absolutely huge. And if WWE bring the Bullet Club, then I would love to see that. It was very interesting. And even I got something, another news, that Hiko Leo versus Jay White is gonna happening, and there's a speculation match that if loser and winner, I'm explaining that loser leaves Japan. This match is a very conditional match. It was really interesting at all. But I would like to say that everything goes on. The next is 6-man tag team match. This was Muta's last New Japan Pro Wrestling match. And if I talking about the great Muta, he is gonna retiring his match at all. And even Shinsuke Nakamura from WWE, he came into Pro Wrestling Noah Japanese match and New Year's event, and he fight against the great Muta. And after that, Shinsuke Nakamura defeated the great Muta in his last match. You could just say it's a retirement match, but WWE should say that Shinsuke Nakamura was the greatest wrestler ever. But during Vince McMahon's regime, Shinsuke Nakamura is not using properly. But he used properly in NXT, but after that in WWE, he didn't use properly. And this was a really sad things ahead. But WWE using good terms from AJ Styles, and even Finn Balor also, and even the OC. But OC should deserve a tag team match, a tag team champion also. So I deserve it. 6-man tag team matches: Keiji Muto, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Shota Umino versus Tetsuya Naito, Sanada, and Bushi. I don't like Tetsuya Naito, but even I want to say that Tetsuya Naito and Hiroshi Tanahashi, there's a big and huge rivalry. Yes, this was really big and huge rivalry for it. And even I would like to say that everything was awesome. And even Keiji Muto, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Shota Umino, they played a very wonderful, fantastic, and fabulous matches in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And even I was impressed about Keiji Muto, you could just say. The great Muta is last New Japan Pro Wrestling match. But I would love to see if Keiji Muto bring WWE for one more run in his retirement career, then I would like to say it would be good. But I think WWE should make Keiji Muto, you can just say the great Muta, in WWE Hall of Fame in future. But I still believe it. The next is the 4-way match for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion. Before I want to explain it, I would like to say that Keiji Muto, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Shota Umino defeated Los Ingo Bernables de Japón. The fantastic name. It was really fantastic. And even I saw that this match, 4-way match for IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship, Hiromu Takahashi versus Taiji Ishimori, El Desperado, and Master Wato. Japanese wrestlers are very strong. Anyway, talking about Hiromu Takahashi, he played a very fantastic match. I can't believe that he would play and he would win this match. This was really interesting. It's really, really, really interesting. So I believe Hiromu Takahashi and his flexibility, athleticism, and his everything, it was really phenomenal. It's really fantabulous. It was really shocking about that. This is really interesting. And the next two matches, singles match for IWGP US Heavyweight Champion. This is Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay. And if we're talking about Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay, Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega were both decimated, and even these both wrestlers are dominating everything. And now if we're talking about Kenny Omega, he deserves an IWGP US Heavyweight Champion. But to be honest, he came back in New Japan Pro Wrestling due to AEW. But I think he's really signed. But I think WWE should bring Kenny Omega into straightforward to bring the main roster. Not bring in NXT and even they ruin everything. But I would like to say, okay, it's okay. Jay White in NXT, it would be good. Hikulia in NXT, it would be good. But and even Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, it would be good in NXT. But I would like to say Kenny Omega, he is very experienced. I think Kenny Omega should come straight forward in WWE Monday Night Raw or even Friday Night SmackDown. I would like to say it would be very good terms. WWE, it would be really very very good terms if he comes back. Then even Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns would become shocked that what Kenny Omega is doing here in WWE. What the Young Bucks are doing here. Because they just dominated the show. The Elite just dominated the show. That's why I would love to say the Elite was very good. And they started All Elite Wrestling. In very good terms. And the next is Kazuchika Okada versus Jay White. It's a singles match for IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. This was really interesting. Kazuchika Okada and Jay White, they're fine. They are playing, they're constantly, they're obsessed for this champion. And even Kazuchika Okada, if I'm talking about that, this match was very interesting. I even know Kazuchika Okada, he plays for Japan. But I would love to say if Kazuchika Okada should come in WWE for new terms, for this new day, like that, but he is New Japan original. And he's still signed in New Japan. But he would come in AEW, he came in AEW X New Japan Pro Wrestling Forbidden Door. But I would like to say, he's the first time he came in AEW, but to be honest, this Japanese wrestler should bring in WWE as a WWE main event Japan or main roster to be all. He really deserving wrestler at all. But he seems that he loves this wrestling company, Japanese wrestler at home, to be honest. And even this was really a good terms. I would love to say that so many Japanese wrestlers in New Japan. Okay. But I think WWE should consider bring back those Japanese wrestlers. I think it would be a passable business. The big names, the big wrestlers, the big everything. Everything is gonna big. So it was really good terms at all. And even I would like to say that about Carl Anderson. He brings the OC t-shirt in New Japan Pro Wrestling. It was really good. Yes. Yes, everything, it was really good. And when we were talking about that, we were talking about the overall match in Wrestle Kingdom 17. This was really interesting at all. This was really, really interesting. To be honest, I would love this things ever. And if I talk about ratings, I would give 5 out of 5 stars. It was really very, very interesting in WWE Wrestle Kingdom. It was like that. Yes, it will be a SummerSlam or Wrestle Kingdom, everything. It will be a very good thing. Okay. So, that's the ending of today's podcast. And please follow me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many more. Please follow me and just listen to everything. Wrestling Radio by Anand Chakravarty, sponsored by Anchor. Bye.